Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Søren Kierkegaard is a philosopher, theologian who lived in the 19th century. And he told a story about a powerful king who fell in love with a peasant girl. And the king was trying to figure out what he should do. How could he express his love? How could he propose marriage to this girl? In those days, royalty did not marry peasantry. The gap was too big. And he was also afraid that if he did express his love to her, she would not return love. It would be more awe of his position. So the king made a momentous decision. He decided to abdicate being king and become a peasant himself. Kierkegaard doesn't finish the story beyond that. He says, the point of the story is not whether they lived happily ever after, but the love that the king had for the girl. And he also said that the story's not over, because the story continues in each one of our lives. Because he said it's really a story about our God, Christ the King, his love for us, and why God chose to become a human. Because our God didn't just give up royalty, he gave up divinity in order that the gap between us might be crossed and that his profession of love for us we might be able to receive and return. Like the peasant girl, we all have the freedom of accepting or rejecting the love. The way we celebrate the acceptance of God's proposal of love is through the sacrament of baptism, when promises are made, promises of fidelity. If we were baptized as young children, we need to confirm that baptism in our lives, that yes to God's love. In the sacrament of baptism, we are all anointed priest, prophet, and king. We are sharers in God's royalty, in Christ the King's kingship. And we are called to continue to build up the kingdom of God here on earth with our Lord. And the way we'll know if we're building up the kingdom of God is how we respond to that question that Jesus will ask us when he comes again in his glory. Did you feed the hungry? Did you care for the least? One way our Catholic Church in the United States seeks to answer this question of our King is to care for and with the poor in our own country. For over 40 years, there's been a campaign for human development taking up once a year, and this is the Sunday when that collection is taken up. Recently, though, there's been some controversy about this collection and some of the work that's being done. And our own Bishop Wenske sent a letter out this week where he clarifies the work that's being done and some of the criticism that they've received. It's always a good idea to quote your bishop, especially when he'll be at the next Mass. Bishop Wenske writes, "As we prepare for the end of the church year with the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ the King and the annual Catholic Campaign for Human Development, I bring a most distressing concern to your attention. This year, some of the most inflammatory rhetoric and misinformation about Catholic Campaign for Human Development has come from organizations that call themselves Catholic and whose condemnation of the United States bishops is both confusing to the faithful and detrimental to the efforts of building solidarity between the poor and powerless and the non-poor in our parishes. Through Catholic Campaign for Human Development, the Orlando Diocese has offered funding and support to, and he lists different organizations in the diocese. One of them is Congregations for Community Action, which I'll say a little bit more about later. He then continues on how funds are monitored and accountability is built in. And I can speak in a second for what the bishop says, because our local group called Congregations for Community Action that works with the poor in our community is a good steward of the funds that we have received from Campaign for Human Development. I'm the treasurer of the organization, so I actually see all the figures. Just briefly on the work in our own South Brevard County, we've gone in with several other churches, half are Protestant, half are Catholic, and we work to try to respond to the needs in our larger community. The proverbial helping people learn to fish rather than giving a fish, and particularly helping people when what you have to fish in is lake bureaucracy. One example was in the newspaper a week ago, November 12th, in the Florida Today, and it talked about a store called Evans Store in Palm Bay. Evans Store was a blight in the neighborhood. There were a lot of code violations, a lot of crime around the drug dealing, and the city of Palm Bay closed it down. But they wanted to use it because there are very few grocery stores in that neighborhood. And so the city of Palm Bay contacted Congregations for Community Action and said, could we assist in getting some use out of the store, work with the people in the neighborhood? And we did. And what happened is the neighborhood is going to take over that store. They have a board with their neighborhood watch. And they're going to turn it, as well as being a grocery store, into a laundromat and a community center, and they're going to teach skills in retail to the teenagers in the neighborhood. Just an example of how Campaign for Human Development comes back to our own community and how working together we can serve the poor with the poor, not just doing for the poor. So with Bishop Wensky, and make sure you tell him I quoted him, I can attest that Campaign for Human Development is doing excellent work throughout our country and especially in our own community. And it is a response to Jesus' question as Christ the King, did you care for the least? And it's also an acceptance of God's proposal of love for each of us. Because the best way that we can say yes to God's love is by saying yes to our neighbor, especially our neighbor in need. And as baptized kings in the Christ kingdom, it's also a wonderful way that we can continue to build the kingdom of God here on earth.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, and the Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us, for our salvation. He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in fulfillment of the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In and through Jesus, God has saved the world and brought his kingdom into our midst. Let us pray that we submit to the reign of Christ and that his dominion extend to every corner of the earth. In his name we pray.
That Christ's reign...